I'm Madeline Brand, and this is Day to Day. In Las Vegas, thousands of people are attending this year's Consumer Electronics Show. The country's biggest digital entertainment convention features the latest in high-tech gadgets. To check things out, we sent David Was, founder of the band Was Not Was, and a self-described gadget geek. He's at member station KNPR in Las Vegas. Hi, David.
Hello.
So what are the gadgets that caught your eye?
First of all, I prefer gadget harlot to gadget geek.
Okay.
But, well, it's what catches your eyes and ears here as everything is geared toward, as they state, audio, video, mobile electronics, wireless and landline communications, home networking, etc. Basically, the keynote of all these shows is either bigger, smaller, or look, ma, no wires.
Ah.
And bigger in terms of the plasma HDTV display screens, and smaller in terms of everything else you can possibly carry, like cell phones that you can play 3D video games on and such like.
So you're in nirvana there.
Every time you turn a corner, there's something that you don't need but want. And that's the idea here is, if I may be pedantic, to consume in the Latin is to eat, use up, or waste. It's like this is more stuff than you'll ever need in your lifetime, but that you must have. These are desire merchants.
And what one product must you have, David?
Boy, I'll tell you, that digital rain gauge by Oregon Scientific.
What?
It looks like a flour sifter, but it'll collect rain and then send it wirelessly, the information, into your home where... And this is the typical end user, just, you know, is a weather enthusiast. Talk about too much time on your hands. but wait, the same company, Oregon Scientific, makes a Philippe Starck-designed combination barometric pressure measure, humidity, and temperature, and it receives signals from an atomic clock in Colorado, so you don't have any good excuses for sleeping late anymore unless, like, a solar flare gets in the way or something like that.
Are there any women there at that show?
Yes, there are. There's a couple of hundred women in miniskirts and leather slacks who are testosterone bait for the geeks who would avail themselves of the products that they sit in front of. The other thing is there is a fastest geek contest here put on by PC Magazine, and who can assemble and boot up Windows on a PC fastest wins, a trip to a hairstylist or something, you know, something a geek needs.
A 3-day pass to the Lord of the Rings trilogy? I don't know.
Hello.
Any other highlights?
I'll tell you something, I don't know about you, but when the phone rings or when nature calls or, you know, the gardener's there and you're watching that Super Bowl thing or Sex in the City, that thing you cannot live without, you do need that wireless 15-inch portable television from Sharp. You can't pause the pick, you don't have TiVo, you're just a peon, no TiVo, I tell you. <ya. laughs> And you just take it with you, you know, $1,700, and don't leave home without it.
David Was is the founder of the band Was Not Was and our self-described gadget harlot at this year's Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas. Thanks, David.
Thanks, Madeline.